welcome once again to the Unlearned Podcast. I am your host, Ruth Abigail, aka RA, and this is Freedom Friday, where me and a friend of mine come and share something we've unlearned recently and how it has made us just a little bit more free. Okay, so one of my favorite things to do is just to chop it up with incredible people, right? Chop it up with people who are doing great things and who can pour into me. I can pour into them. And it's just such a life-giving, fulfilling experience when you find people who have the same drive, who have the same passion, who have the same, or going in the same direction, that you could come together and really, like, you know, just get better together. And so I've had these few of these moments recently, and it's been really, really life-giving. One of the things that we begin to talk about is this idea of, or this question of, why do I not see the fruit from my labor? Where is the fruit? Like, where is the fruit? Where's the money? Where are the resources? Where is that? And why am I not seeing it? And it's one of those things. It's like, it could be a lot of different reasons. I mean, you know, sometimes the timing, we just have to wait, right? We have to wait for the timing to be right. Sometimes we don't know enough information. Sometimes we need to change the way we're doing things. But one of the things that kind of came out in the conversation that I think was so helpful to me and something that I definitely have to unlearn, we're in an age of knowledge. We know this, right? We're in the information age. Information is currency nowadays. And it's specifically, if you can begin to monetize what you know, then you can be quote unquote successful in today's, you know, most of today's industries. So knowledge and information is currency. However, I think we need to unlearn that knowledge doesn't equal success. Knowledge won't bring you fruit. Knowledge is the beginning of what can bring you fruit, but it isn't the end. And I think a lot of us overrate information and overrate knowledge. In order to have fruit, you have to have discipline. Discipline brings about the success. Discipline brings about the fruit, not how much you know, not how much information you know, and not how much information you can tell other people. It's about the discipline. We see all these people on social media and on YouTube, and I think one of the misconceptions is that we see these, you know, content creators, right? That this term that we're starting to use more and more now, content creators. We see these people, and we're like, man, they just putting out videos, and they just get to, you know, they're just making all this money putting out videos. And I think one of the greatest misconceptions we have, and I like to tell, and I want to continue to tell my the young people that I get to pour into, being a content creator is not as easy as it looks. The kind of discipline that these creators have to put out content often enough for it to reach millions of people, thousands of people, even hundreds of people, that is a higher level of discipline than most of us have and exercise in our own lives just to do regular stuff. So we have to understand it takes a lot of effort to produce something high quality and then to put it out in the world enough for it to make you money. You have to really be disciplined. Discipline. You have to do the same thing over an extended period of time, especially when it doesn't feel like it's working, right? That is discipline. We use it when we talk about working out. We do small things over a long period of time as opposed to really, really big things for a short period of time. You have to remain disciplined for a long period of time. That's why these people make money. It's not just because of what they create. It's not just because of what they know. It's because they're disciplined and they keep moving and they keep doing it, even when it doesn't look like it's working. And so I think we have to stop being so enamored by what we know and what information we have, or what other people know and what information other people have. Because at the end of the day, it is not, it's not that that makes us successful. We have to stop being so enamored with new information, with new revelation. How about we work the stuff that we're already doing? Work the stuff that you already know. Work the old information. Stop looking for new information. Work the old revelation. Stop looking for a new revelation, because it's going to be in working what you've already heard and what you already know that's going to bring the fruit that you're looking for. And so that's what I'm unlearning. I hope that was helpful to you. We are going to keep growing together. Thank you once again for joining into Freedom Friday. And let's keep unlearning so that we could experience more freedom. We will see y'all next week. Peace. Thank you once again for listening to the Unlearned Podcast. We would love to hear your comments and your feedback about the episode. Feel free to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and to let us know what you think. We're looking forward to the next time when we are able to unlearn together to move forward towards freedom. See you then.